Tak, jdeme na to.
You ask me what British Army does to find new recruits and how efficient the new campaign the Army needs you is. Let me tell you why the British Army suffers from shortfalls in numbers in some infantry regiments. Amongst the reasons is a retreat from controversial conflicts such as Iraq and Afghanistan, a relatively buoyant economy, and young people increasingly unwilling and unready to enlist. It is a problem that reflects poorly on those running the army. Shortfalls are greater than in the Navy and Air Force. But the critical question is, to what extent army size matters in the early 21st century? The reality is a limited political appetite for serious engagement by ground forces. The memory of Iraq is still raw. MPs are unlikely to vote for intervention in countries far from home. Without an ongoing campaign, potential recruits may decide there are better careers to follow. The pool of potential recruits is diminishing. The rate of unemployed among 16 to 20-year-olds is 11.4%, half the level it was between 2011 and 2013. And the country already has a problem with obesity, putting off potential recruits. Recent figures even indicated that 1 in 10 serving soldiers were clinically obese. Out of 41 corporals and lance corporals taking part in the SAS annual fitness test, only 24 completed the course. While the average dropout on the same test the whole of the previous year was 3%. Would it be surprising to say that recruiters were wary? They complain that others failed the grade because they have tattoos on their faces or on the palms of their hands. The British Army is calling on snowflakes, selfie addicts, class clowns, phone zombies, and millennials to join its ranks in recruitment. Our campaign, featuring posters and TV ads, turns what is normally seen as a weakness or a character flaw by the rest of society. The army sees it as a strength. The campaign states that we appreciate the compassion of snowflakes, the self-belief of millennials, the confidence of selfie takers, and the focus of phone zombies. The campaign is targeting 16 to 25-year-olds, part of which is sometimes known as Generation Z. Our campaign shows these would-be recruits in army roles, from soldiers assisting on humanitarian missions in war-torn villages to providing support in a hurricane relief effort. As my Czech colleague here, Nohavica, partly addressed in his speech, one of the real issues for us is countering Russian disinformation and electronic warfare. The army announced a reorganization at the beginning of spring 2019, aiming at giving a clearer focus to housing hackers in one of its three divisions. The new recruitment campaign has results already. Only at the beginning of the year, it led to a doubling of applications in January 2019.